When it comes to food, it's said that we are what we eat, and what we eat is getting fresher and healthier.
I think it's very clear. People want good food that's sustainable, that's traceable, and is good for them.
New food startups are connecting farmers to consumers, and investors are betting the farm on their success.
Kakasi is a social farming platform that we're building to bring the story of food production to the table. We have internal sensors that can measure key weather data, such as temperature, day-linked humidity.
Adam Smith is showing off Kakasi's farm monitoring device. Farmers install it to harvest vital data, while consumers connect via an app to see crops growing in real time.
Seeing how food is transformed from nothing into something is a miraculous story. And when we see food at the supermarket, that story is gone.
Kakasi works with local community-supported agriculture groups, or CSAs. Farmers get member feedback along with advertising they might not otherwise be able to afford.
We're not promising 5% increase in yields if they use it. But what they all need is better ways of generating content and marketing assistance.
Another startup shining the spotlight on small farmers is Macienda. For founder Jorge Gaviria, there's no mistaking where the best corn comes from.
In Mexico, it's really the birthplace of corn. You know, it's home to the most biodiversity of the species in the world.
But the chance to experience that diversity was limited. The best cultivators were small village farmers with no access to a wider distribution network. This New York-based startup is changing that.
You have about 3 million smallholder farmers in Mexico, and since at least NAFTA and well before that with sort of the globalization of food, there were diminished opportunities at home for real sort of economic thriving enterprises.
Macienda partners with farmers to purchase their surplus and distribute it to some of the best kitchens in New York, satisfying palates while supporting the original gurus of corn.
Do is provide as much access as possible by adding value to these products and creating, really getting it back in the hands of folks who had something to say about this in the first place.
For farmers, connecting with today's busy on-the-go consumer is crucial.
You know, looking at a digitized mobile consumer, if we can make the connection to the farm, you know, in that format, then it actually has a future.
And the results are nothing short of delicious. Tina Trinh, VOA News, New York.